Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Vic Raghupathy, and here's what's happening. In what is expected to be one of the most competitive Senate races this election cycle, incumbent Senator Bob Casey took the stage in Harrisburg against Republican challenger Dave McCormick. They sparred on a myriad of issues from the economy to immigration and more, and KYW's Nigel Thompson has the recap.
Punxsutawney Bob pops his head out every 6 years and tries to act like he's doing things.
He's not a farmer, he's a hedge fund CEO.
Sparks flew as Dave McCormick and Bob Casey drove home many of the same lines of attack they've used on the campaign trail, but they also went deep on many issues at the debate in ABC 27 Studios, moderated by Dennis Owens. They agreed on continuing to support Israel in its many conflicts and continuing Trump's tariffs on China, but disagreed on everything else from immigration and the economy to abortion and fracking. Casey spoke of greedflation and attacked McCormick for supporting an expansion of Trump's 2017 tax cuts.
His plan is to double down on a debt explosion. If we're going to have tax reform in 2025, it has to be a cut for the middle class.
McCormick argued an expansion of Trump's tax cuts would benefit the middle class. On abortion, McCormick attacked Casey, a former pro-life Democrat, for flip-flopping on the issue and reiterated it was a state issue.
The voters in these different states have to decide what's best for them. They have different preferences, different desires.
Casey reiterated his support for Roe and what it protected while it was in place. I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
As we approach 1 year since the October 7th terrorist attack on Israel by Hamas, discussions over the war in Gaza have divided classrooms and left educators struggling to teach such a sensitive topic. We get more from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
In the last year, Philadelphia school board meetings have seen a steady series of adults and student speakers alleging anti-Semitism or Islamophobia in schools.
I'm afraid that my school won't help me when my friends and my classmates tell me that my beliefs around Palestine are wrong.
Several federal civil rights complaints have been filed against the district, one claiming a teacher at Baldy Middle School on a handout map changed the name of Israel to Palestine. While not commenting on that specific complaint, Baldy principal Bianca Gillis says her school has significant Jewish and Muslim populations.
They struggle like everyone else with what's going on, but we have done a really, really great job in just fostering a sense of inclusive, supportive environments.
Including, she says, allowing students to express their cultural individuality on dress down days. The district's chief of diversity, equity, and inclusion, Dr. Sabria Jubilee, says when you have a responsibility to make sure everyone feels represented, there will be times when not everyone does.
We are a public entity. They have the right to bring that forward. I think like in any situation, there are always multiple sides. There is always diverse understanding.
The school district has launched training sessions for district leaders and teachers to understand not only the history of anti-Semitism and Islamophobia, but to recognize their own biases. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Delaware Riverkeeper Network is taking the Environmental Protection Agency to court for failing to meet its own deadline to protect Atlantic sturgeon and other wildlife along the Delaware. KYW's Matt Coughlin has more.
The law is very clear. The timeline is very straightforward. We should have had final rules by May.
Maya Van Rossum is the Delaware Riverkeeper and leads the Riverkeepers Network. Van Rossum and the network have been battling for cleaner water standards on the river for 14 years. On Wednesday, the group filed suit to force the EPA to follow through on a commitment to create a higher dissolved oxygen standard for the estuary. A standard proposed in December 2023 underwent a 60-day public comment period and ended with a hearing in February. That triggered a 90-day threshold for publishing the new standards, which has not been met.
The truth is, oxygen levels in the Delaware River already at many times get too low to support the full life cycle of the Atlantic sturgeon of the Delaware. According to the science, the Atlantic sturgeon of the Delaware River need about 6.3, 6.5 milligrams per liter of oxygen in the water. The current legal obligation is to protect only 3.5 milligrams per liter. That's just about half of what the Atlantic sturgeon actually need.
Wastewater plants and other chemical and biochemical producers, including farm and forestry waste, will be required to make sure any runoff or water dumped into the estuary meets the new standard and can face penalties if they fail to do so. I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The EPA issued a statement saying it does not comment on litigation. That's the All Local. I'm Vic Raghupathy. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.